Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today in a wonderful day.
Bless the Lord. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. As always, we're here to encourage you and direct you in the will of the Lord. God bless you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. You know, we always come to reach for the grassroots level, understanding, and where each and every one can discuss what God had done for them, and we all can share, amen, and grow thereby, amen. Father, we thank you right now, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to look upon each and every one, O God, wherever they are and whatever they're going through. Lord, we know you're able to do everything but fail. Lord, we ask you to bless the word and the conversations and the families everywhere, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch the hearts of the listeners and, O God, increase their knowledge of understanding. And God, build them up where they've been torn down. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, O God. And we give you the glory and we give you the praise. God bless you again. Amen. We're here, Doctrine of Truth, Blog Talk Radio. And you can find us at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can also find us on Facebook. Amen. And we're you streaming. You can touch on media and as well as contacts. We thank God for the letters and the callers. Amen. They keep encouraging us to continue to have a voice. And we all need to, amen, continue to give a voice for God. And whatever voice God give you, amen, that what you should use. Amen. Don't let the world shut you down because they don't like your voice. Amen. There are many, many more, amen, that are out there that need to hear of the goodness of God. We asked the question in this study, where are the love deeds? And this was taken from First John. The third chapter, 1 John, the third chapter. You can call a friend and tell a friend, amen, the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. We're discussing another great, great topic in the day and time. There's so much happening today all over the world. We can see the conditions deteriorating in the weather. Amen. Every season is overlapping into another season. And we need to know that God is still alive. He's not dead. And God worked with people and through people to help you. He worked through people and with people to help you. All of us. Amen. We are servants of the Lord, instruments of God. And you can hear so much about concerning, amen, what had happened. And you say, well, the the devil got involved in somebody and they did this. Nothing but the devil's work. Amen. God, amen, works with people too. There are greater works that's been going on, but they have not been advertised. Amen. Because of the system of the world bringing the news, and the system of the world are bringing an enormous amount, amen, of bad movies and pictures that get instilled in people's mind and their spirit. Amen. We're looking at, and we're going to begin to work, as always, in the biblicals, in Bible. Amen. We are, sometimes we use the King James, sometimes the American Standard, and many times we go into the New International Bible. So we're going to be working right now from the King James. Some of you might have other Bibles whereby you can be reading. And the King James read, as always, and we like to start off with that because it brings forth the history and the background of where you might feel this information, amen, is relevant today. In Matthew 24, Jesus is talking here about the signs of the time. They're asking the disciples. And Jesus has always been saying, he said, take heed. Matthew 24:4 says, Jesus said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. If they don't have a Bible, if they don't have anyone that bring an alternative to the truth, when somebody come up and say, amen, they are really the new born child of God, that reincarnated, amen, they will be deceived. They be looking for Christ, but they don't really know, amen, when God, this bad information out there concerning the bad teaching and the bad things pertaining to Christ. So what we have in the sixth verse, that you shall hear wars and rumors of wars, be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. And you can hear this very often, every now and then, someone come up saying that the world is coming to an end. And this is why we always state, amen, the beginning of all the shows, and many times doing it throughout the show, amen, find the Bible, find the King James, and work yourself into other translations that read closer to what King James is saying, because you'll find on the news, on the radio, amen, someone out there proclaiming that the world is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end, and people believe it because they hear them all the time. And they left their job, they left their homes, they left their families, amen, and that's not biblical pertaining to God. It's not biblical pertaining to the church. Amen. Not what Jesus was teaching. Not what Jesus was teaching. Amen. And you say walls and rumors of walls, earthquakes and divers places, phantoms, and you know it's probably in the newspaper. They had an earthquake soon. They just had an earthquake. Fires now. They have all extreme. We have extreme weather conditions, and this would bring us into, amen, 1 John, the third chapter. 1 John, the third chapter, and this was bringing us into today's, the Bible is today's next newspaper. The Bible is the next news, amen. It brings the comfort to the Bible, to the saints of God, and those that are following Christ, because we're going to be studying and reading and researching until Jesus comes. When Jesus come back at us, amen, and take us to heaven with a new heaven, a new home, when you go into your new home and you're going to have your eternal life, amen, this is what we are seeking for. And that's why we all are dutiful and always helpful, amen, and honest and caring about Christ. Amen. Notice here. Notice in 1 John, the third chapter. Amen. And we're going to pick up a part of it, and we're going to take it up at the seventh verse. Amen. The this pertaining to the church as always. And the Apostle John was writing, and he said that, little children, let no man deceive you. 1 John, the 3rd chapter and the 7th verse. 1 John 3 and 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Now, let's define the word righteous. You've been using that word, amen, righteous and righteousness, excuse me. The basic concept of righteousness is conforming to a moral standard, especially the standard of God on righteousness. Through the death of Christ, righteousness may be imputed to the believer, may be seen as a relatively righteousness and human conduct, and it refers to a moral act and may be promoted by the Spirit of God. Amen. So it is the moral standard of God, what God had put out, righteousness. The moral standards of God, and one of them is the Ten Commandments of God, to say about righteousness. Amen. If we read that, the 1 John 3rd chapter, 7th verse, the little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Okay, we're dealing with God, God's standards, God morals, the rules and regulation of God. Amen. So a person says, oh, he's righteous. This is righteous. So Christians, the Holy Spirit lead them and guide them, amen, into prompting them how to live, amen. And it's a constant, Lord, forgive me, God, help me, amen. It's a constant day-by-day walk with Christ, because of the false prophets and false teachers out there saying, oh, this is right. This is right. God is saying, okay, this is all right. But according to the scripture, amen, those that live by God's standards, with God's word, and through the Spirit of God teaching you, and others that went on before you, amen, you're a righteous person. You're a righteous person. Amen. So that's why it's very important you study the Bible, and you follow the teaching of the Bible to know what God's righteousness is. And this was 1 John 3rd chapter. And we get to our verse here for a moment, but we just laying a little foundation here. And it says also in the 9th verse, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him. He cannot sin because he is born of God. And this, the children of God are manifest in the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that love not his brother. For this is the message they heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was that wicked one who slew his brother, and therefore slew him because his works were evil and his brother righteous. Marvel not, my brother, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loved not his brother abideth in death. Whosoever hated his brother is a murderer, and you know not the murderer, you have eternal life, abideth in him. Hereby receive the love of God, because he laid down his life, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren. Whosoever hath this world goods, and seeth his brother in need, and shut up his bowel of compassion, for from him how dwell the love of God. Little children, love not in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. That's where we're at now. Amen. Love not the world. Though the world hate us, the world doesn't, because of the Spirit in you, and you do righteous things. Righteous, we've been explaining that righteousness, the definition is moral, God moral standards. Like the Ten Commandments, his rules and regulations, love your neighbor as yourself, you know, give unto others and expect nothing back. All of this that Jesus taught after he left John the Baptist, amen, and after he went on to the ministry, amen, he taught that all these things Jesus taught up to the time that he was crucified, amen, and there was God righteousness. So here we are today. These things are happening, and this is where are your deeds? If you can look back next year and you said you did something from somebody, you did something for somebody, amen, because God worked through people. God worked with people, amen. God will send somebody to help you. Those of you feel that, you know, you're distressed, you're having problems and trials and tribulation you're going through, amen, thank God for it. Amen. Paul said in Philippians, give thanks in all things, give thanks. Amen. Now, you may say, well, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, I have been through some things. I've been through, and the key word here, that God haven't left you, amen. He doesn't put no more on you that you cannot bear. Whatever you're bearing, God is with you, and he's teaching you, amen, that he can help you in this stress. He can help you in this problem. Amen. You can go through the fire, you won't get burned. If you understand that God is with you and he's teaching you something that you can help other people, you can help other people. Paul has said, and we're getting ready to go to the phone line, but we want to make sure, amen, there are many different ways you can go in this message, how you helped someone last year. But we must understand, Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy 5 and 8, amen. Paul said, if a man does not provide, especially for his own house, amen, he's worse than an unbeliever. Amen. Not only that, but he said as well, those that be in ministry, pastors and elders, 1 Timothy 3 and 4 and 5, talks about the house, how they provide for their own house. Amen. If they don't know how to lead their own house and take care of their own house, how can they lead the church? So if a person's home is very valuable, and Jesus did not move his disciples, break up anybody's home when Jesus was following, his members was following him. Peter then was following him. They kept working with their business. He provided, and he showed them about the fish. He showed them about different things, and the women were right there with them in the mission field. Amen. So if a man does not know how to provide for his house, how can he provide for the church? But at the same time, you have to learn how to provide for your house. You have to learn how. Amen. And that way, you have substance to give others. You cannot give what you don't have, brethren. You cannot give what you don't have. Amen. If you're not able to do so, amen, you are not able to do so. Give what God has provided for you. And this is one thing where the enemy fights. Say, oh, you're a Christian, you should be able to give somebody. Oh, you got this, you should help somebody else. This is what we have to be careful of. Be careful of. Let me tell you this story. Amen. Then I'm going to the phone line. Amen. There was a lady, amen, when I first started opening a mission, amen, back in the early 80s, there were always young men coming by, knocking on the door. And young ladies, we take them an offering. They didn't want that offering. And we couldn't provide for them because we barely could provide for the own mission. All right, we have a caller, 561 area code, last four digits, 1413. God bless you, caller. You on the air. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. How y'all doing?
God bless you, man of God. Okay, go right ahead.
I just want to share that who can do you any harm when you're eager to do good? My Lord, that's deeds right there.
Okay.
Amen.
Right. Okay. All right. God bless you. Thank you for calling. Amen. I hope you can come back by and by. Amen. We're talking about, like Isaiah said in 117, 17 verse, learn to do well. learn to do well. When we was in the world, we learned to do evil. We fought, we argued, we stole, we steal. Amen. Some even took lives and broke up homes. But now it's up for the saints of God to learn to do good. Learn to do good. Acts 10:38 talk about how Jesus of Nazareth was anointed with the Holy Ghost. He went about doing good. Went about doing good. Healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. God was with him. Amen. This is what John was talking about here. Amen. And he was saying that if you have, and we have to stress that. We have to stress that. But who has this world goods and see his brother in need and shut up his bowels of compassion? Amen. That's much in that. If you have these world goods, okay, number one, you have it and you're not putting yourself in distress trying to help others beyond your responsibility in your home or your mission or your church or your company or business. You have a desire because God, amen, the love of God in you, the love of God in you. But you can do so much. You can do a little if you desire to do. You can do a portion. You can be wise like the ants. The ants store up. When the time there was a big hurricane down in South Florida, the Lord was dealing with many evangelists and prophets and teachers, and we communicate one another. He was talking about ants, how they dream about ants. Just, so we also, that's a sign for us to start storing up something. We better start storing up something. Amen. And during that time, the hurricane hit down to South Florida. And all of us that was able to lay aside food and clothing and follow the Spirit of God, we had to take down to the brethren and the sisters. And also there's some things that happened just recently last year. And those that God blessed to help those. Amen. It's a blessing to give. It's a blessing to give. So those of us that have it, amen. That's the first step. God provide for you in your household. God loved families. That's one of the first institutions. Amen. With Adam and Eve, the marriage. Amen. The book of Genesis. Adam and Eve, God provided, and they multiplied. God is a good businessman. He believed in multiplication and adding to. Everything got seeds. It's working. Amen. If you don't have a seed, have to be careful about that. Amen. But God provide. Amen. So when God starts providing for your home and providing for your life, livelihood, that you can praise and worship him, amen, then whatever you might have, you can share with your brother. You can share with your sister, even your neighbor. Because Jesus said, you shall love your neighbor. Didn't say the neighbor was saved or unsaved. He said, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus talked about, again, a parable concerning the sheep and the goat. You know, when you see your brother or your sister, amen, is hungry. He said, when I was hungry, when I was sick, when I was in prison, amen. So those things, too, God loved the whole world. God loved the whole world. That John 3:16 covered everything. God loved the whole world. Amen. He loved the whole world. But he also knows the future of those that are coming up. He also knows the future. So when we look in the book of Matthew 25, and we see when the Son of Man came in his glory, it's talking about the 31st verse, and you read it and you study it out. Amen. Down to the 43rd verse, he said, I was a stranger. Amen. You took me not in. I was naked, So when you hear about these food banks and clothes, to those that in problems or situations, amen. If you can give to those areas, if God has equipped you to give to those areas, and after He have equipped you, you know knowledge. Ecclesiastes says that knowledge, amen, is power. You can empower people with knowledge. You have to empower people. You have the knowledge. You should be able to. You should share that knowledge and empower somebody else. Amen. Empowering others how to get what you have gotten. Amen. Amen. That's helping. Amen. So you yourself, amen, and God has blessed you. In Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, God has blessed you, and He says, 12th verse, for wisdom is a defense, and money is a defense. And the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. Many times you don't have the money, but you have the knowledge. And you can tell someone, well, you know, God worked with me, how I got this, how I got this. All right, the lines is open. What did you feel that you did last year physically? You know, help someone out of their problems as they need. And, you know, you help them. Amen. And it is part of a Christian walk. It's part of our Christian walk. But if you didn't help anyone, it wasn't like the scripture is saying, if you didn't help anyone, amen, you have denied the faith. If you're not trying to help anyone, things that Jesus did, things that the apostles did, Jesus fed the 5,000. Then He fed 4,000. He saw that they was following the mission, they were following the work, and He said, you know, it's not good. These people have been with us over 3 days. You know, they don't have anything to eat. And He told them to sit down. What do we have? He knew what He was going to do. He knew what He was going to do. So Jesus, if you study His work and we're following Christ's work, amen, this is what we have to do. I know it's not a popular subject. I know it's not a popular, amen, you don't see it on television. Amen. And people don't use that. A lot of these false prophets, false teachers saying, oh, you shouldn't give here, you shouldn't give here. Amen. And they're just storing up. They're storing up. But it's time now. It's time now, brethren, that we have to share. It's getting to the time now. You might need someone to share with you. You might need someone to share with you. Okay, you can push one on your phone. You want to push one on the phone. Amen. We're talking about, you know, where are your love deeds? What you feel that you did in love to help someone? Was it by knowledge, or was it by physical contact with them? You could dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. It's very important. Amen. As we go, amen, through this walk, to show a difference. Jesus was talking about the difference. Amen. The difference that we do as Christians. Amen. God loves us and He cares for us. And we have to understand that He's not going to leave us. He's not going to turn His back on us. No, He won't. No, He won't. Walker the Hawkins here has got a song, and, you know, time and by and by. You don't get upset with the world and what they're trying to do. Amen. You can't see the light. What will you do? Thank you. You know, we have to try God's word. God's word is what we're living off of, and God's word is what taking us to heaven. And one day, Jesus said he's going to come back, and he's going to accept us and take us, because he's preparing a place for us. And this is why many the Christian brethren, we're all living off of the fact that we got eternal life, and we trust in his word. But we also have to trust his word while we're living and walking here. And one of the scriptures that I was given earlier part of my ministry, amen, Matthew 7:7, amen. Seeking you'll find, knocking the door be open. Everyone seek is finding. And we have to try Christ's word, try Jesus' teaching. Amen. We believe it today. Now, let's take some information from the enemy. Let's take some information from those that are out there stealing. They go from house to house, from cars to cars. Amen. They scamming people. They're trying all stealing from banks. Amen. They are seeking people, like Peter said, the enemy going about seeking who those that he can defile and he can destroy. So when Jesus said, seeking you'll find, that is one of God's standards. We're talking about the definition of righteousness being God's standard. And Jesus said, seeking you'll find, he was talking about what you need. What you need. It's information is out there. Ecclesiastes 7 was speaking of, amen, wisdom is power. Amen. Wisdom is power. Sometimes it's best to get the wisdom to know how to get money than someone give you an offering. Someone give you an offering and that's it for that time. But when God give you, amen, an offering, I know that my mind falls in many years ago, early in the 80s, and it's evangelists, and they would call me in. I would do messages in different places. I said, no, I don't want to take up any offering or any kind of fortuities. I would just wait and let God bless my business. At that time, I had a business, and I would go out and seek for contracts. And when I get a contract, it'll last all year and 4 or 5 years. But if I just take something, amen, from the different works that they want to help me, I said, no, I'd rather let God pray for me that God bless me to get this contract, that contract. Amen. So we're saying that what God is saying, amen, just try God's word. Read and study his word. Amen. We're not talking about the preachers and the churches. You as an individual, because every preacher and pastor try and work with the word of God that he can teach it to you. He teach what he knows. She teach what she knows. Amen. All right, we have a caller. Area code 305. Last four digits. 4271. God bless you. You're not here. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
God bless you. Doctor, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank God for life. I heard the subject, and I thought about it when my son read the thing to me. The Lord instantly brought a thought, but then I was questioning, Lord, now what's the deal here? And then as you began to open up, it became much clearer as to what he was saying to me concerning where are the deeds of love. And I tell you, you said, now this is not a popular subject, and you got all that right. You know, Bishop, I have to check myself sometime, you know, because I like things to be done decently and order. And I find most of that in order is the way I like it doing. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not saying it was wrong, but it was like I like it doing. And sometimes it's not according to the way the Lord would handle it. You see, know it or not, we in the church still go somewhat according to the way the world goes. You see, and that's not the love of God. So we're looking for the deeds of love, and I think they are being done as one supposed that they are walking in love. That makes sense.
Okay.
And see, this is what the Lord wants us to do. See, he mentioned to me the Antichrist spirit.
Okay.
You know, the love of God. Jesus came to express the love of God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
He did, and the thing he did, it was the love. Love. When he died, it was love that lifted him. Amen. You see. There is no failure in love. What you see is a whole lot of things going sour today because it's anti. It's not done for the right reasons, but they're opposing them to be the love of God. So in that, I'm saying that the anti-Christ love is basically what this world is operating off of now. You got people in the news, just they're boastful. You don't tell me how to love and who to love. Who is it that powerful? That's not the love of God. See what I'm saying? Got people who are asking the church for money. People that are saved, God saved them, and he's teaching them now how to live. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
God is embracing them. He's holding them up. He's bringing, showing them how to get up out of poverty. Yeah, the Spirit of God is leading us to come up out of poverty. You see what I'm saying? So the Antichrist spirit come along and collecting money off of God people. In a religious manner, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So you see what's going on here. You got organizations collecting money, all in the name of helping somebody in the world. But if you notice, Jesus wants his people to have first priority. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People come to church. I know it's a blessing to give an offering. But the Spirit of God tell you sometimes people come to struggle, ain't got nothing to give, and they struggling. Now the Holy Ghost is supposed to speak to that, but you don't have the moment. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying, where is the love of God? You see, it's with the people who love God and who have given the last. They're the one with the testimony. I had nothing, but I gave all I had. See what I'm saying? And that right there is more and more fading. So this is, we live in a time that we got to do what God said. We got to let the Holy Ghost lead us. And guys, and I'm going to shut up. I was downtown Miami, and there was a group down there collecting money. They were big, and they would come together at the end of the day and count their money, you know. And they was making big bucks. So I went down one day to take care of some business, and one lady approached me. And so I told her, I said, lady, I ain't giving you nothing. And I made two steps off, and the Holy Ghost said, you could have given her a dollar. See what I'm saying? And so what I did, I turned, I said, hey, lady, take this here, and God bless you. You have a nice day. So I'm just saying, we people today that's named the name of Christ, we have to get full of the Spirit, be led by him. Amen. don't feel minded to obey him, and you will see the love deeds will multiply. It's just from a few. And that's the way Jesus did. Remember when he fed the 5,000? He gave to his disciples. Isn't that so? We're supposed to obtain from one another. We're supposed to depend on one another. We're supposed to what? Embrace one another, especially with the same spirit. That's what I want to say, Bishop.
All right. God bless you. Very, very good. You hit on a point there. And I thought about something when you... Amen. And I don't have nothing against pets. I'm going to say this 4 or 5 times. Amen. I don't have nothing against pets. Amen. But I won't leave him $1 million. I won't leave little zero $1 million when I know my brother needs something. And those
there you go.
And
there
people
you go.
Out there. There people go. Out there raising money for dogs and cats.
Uh-huh.
Amen. And I to say this Antichrist spirit.
Uh-huh.
Amen. They value those animals more than a human being.
Uh-huh.
More than a human being. You know,
uh-huh.
So that kind of hit me there when you was talking there. Amen. And I have pets. I love pets. Amen. But when it comes down to a brother and a sister, amen, the little animal has to get the crumbs from under the table. Amen.
Yeah.
I won't put him in the cold. That's right.
Bishop,
amen.
You see how things have elevated in these last days. These are the ones the Apostle Paul reminded us of. You see what?
Mm-hmm.
These are the ones when Peter said to run from it. You know, beware.
Yeah.
He said of the coming generation. See, this is what they were. They said when we go here, people are gonna come in. You know, with diverse things, things they want you to do, implementations that's fleshly. You see what I'm saying? And if they very much alive today, you know, people, how can the government let people come on and just 63 cents a day? You know, for a dog they don't even have. They got to catch the dog and give him this. They don't even have. It's imaginary. It's a scam.
Yes,
so how the government allow this? So you see what's happening. The whole nation, amen, it ain't quite there yet, but this whole nation going to come in the judgment, and I suspect the Lord's going to remove his people first because it's sad. You know, old elderly people can't even get medication. You see what I'm saying? They're not even being told the truth. So it's just terrible, you see. But people in general are doing what they know, what they call love. But you ain't going to get it right until you get full of Jesus. That's the only time you're going to act. You understand? In God's behalf, you got to get the love of God in you. The love of God. You say, how do you know, you see, if your bowels are shut up, your bowels are compassion. He don't show up if you close your hands. So they're acting on this. But God's people, this is why he saved them. So that his people that he can depend on can help the folks that coming in. Folks ain't coming in because people are going out trying to do something. They're getting this and getting that. Okay, God see that. But that's not the case. God want to save them. We open our hands for God to save. See what I'm saying? And
yes,
people
sir.
Now come to church, know they don't want no parts of God. They just come for the, you know, for the packages. But God is like this. You keep coming.
All right.
Sooner or later, he's going to touch you. And that's
all
what
right.
we have
all
to
right.
know. We have to be aware. He fills us with kindness and patience. Amen. He gives us long-suffering,
right.
long nobles. The elders, he gives them long-suffering. So that's what I want
all
to
right.
say.
All right. All right. God bless you. As always, we're going to area code 850-2337. Area code 850.
Good evening,
Bishop.
I was just listening in. How y'all doing?
Okay, you warm
Hello?
Now? Hello, you
yeah,
warm
still,
or you still cold?
We warming up here a little bit, Rich. I was just thinking, I was listening in. My mother always told me, she said, if you got a death grip on a dollar, how can $10 come in? If you say you've got to be able to, from your heart, give and not expect anything in return. Because when I give and I don't expect anything in return and I have faith, God will always take care of me and give me the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to obtain and be able to take care of my family. Now, you know, a man don't work, a man don't eat. You know, you can't make any money or do anything for anybody laying in the bed. You got to get up and go out. And see, I like, you know, me and my wife, I like to bake stuff and feed people and feed myself at the same time. And I like to see people smile. And I understand that giving is from the heart. I don't always look. Well, I never really look for anything in return because the God I serve a God of, I said, more than enough. That's the God I serve because I always have more than enough and some of what I desire. And, you know, I talk to my wife about it all the time, but we serve a God that could be anywhere all the time working on everybody. And when we give, and we don't fall in love with things of this world, idle things, and love Jesus from our heart, we'll always have more than enough.
All right.
And that's what I believe in. And that's what I ask God for. And that's all I got to say, Bishop.
All right. You said a mouthful. What came on me and the hit between you and the other pastor, the elder, James 1, and it came into me this way because this is what the Lord showed me many years ago. James 1 and 27 said, pure religion undefiled before God and the fatherless is this, to visit the fatherless, all right? That's somebody's child, the widows. The widows and their affliction. Now, by the time I went to a prison down here, and some of the things I wanted a big old one of those boats made out of sailboats made out of string and wood, but I wasn't going to pay for that. So I went to that prison. I went to a prison to visit some inmates. Amen. They were selling them beautiful, but you know I said, well, my budget kind of strange, so I wasn't going to be involved at that time. Amen. But when I went to one of those men's mother's house, amen, and walked in there, I didn't know it really that he made those things too. She had three or four sailboats in the room. Amen. When we got through praying and this thing, she said, man, just take this sailboat. Take this sailboat. Now, this is what hit me. Many years ago, and that's kind of it spurred me early in my ministry as evangelist back in the 80s. When you go out and help somebody, anybody that God leads you to and talk to them about Christ, especially James said in the first chapter, he said, visit the fatherless and the mothers and the widows and, the unfortunate people. You don't know who father or mother that is. They might be richest people in the world, and you went by and visited his mother, and you might need a job. You might need this. So that's the kind of secret. When you go out and do God's work, God got some hidden things you'll see, and he opened up your mind to that. Amen. Opportunities start opening up from God. When you do God's business, God will fund your business. God will go fund your business. Amen. If you do God's business, amen. God never leave you. Amen. If you go out and do this, I learned that. That's giving me joy. Not only you get the joy, but you begin to see things. Amen. You begin to see things. When I go overseas in different places, Amen. If I had some money that to spend, you can buy a lot of things. Buy up stuff. Buy up this and buy up that. Amen. Amen. So those of you that are listening and you kind of hesitate, you can't do no more what you have. But a little bit you do, amen. When you pray for those people, amen, you don't know who you're praying for. Might be praying for my daughter, my son. Amen. I may be praying for your son and your daughter. Amen. And people appreciate that. You don't know what's going to come back to you. Amen. You don't know what's going to come back to you. All right, this is one of my pet subjects, so I better get off it real quick. You better call. Somebody better call. We got about another 8 or 9 minutes here. Amen. You can press 1 on your phone. Amen. If God have done, you have done something, you might not think it was a good deed. You might not think that it's important. But like I said, that spirit of Antichrist, amen, those that go to church and amen, and they still stranger and got that old spirit, the devil tell me, oh, you don't need this and you don't need that. Sometimes I walk past somebody. Sometimes I walk past people. Amen. And say, I this, that, and the other. Amen. And Paul reminds us that we're fighting in Romans. From time to time, read the book of Romans. Amen. Paul reminds us, amen, that there are some things that we always wrestle against, spiritual warfare. Amen. It's in our mind. He tells us when we desire to do good, evil is present. Amen. You don't realize, but sometimes when you desire, say, I'm going to do this, or you feel that, oh, that person don't need it. I done did all I can do. Amen. But God touch your heart and your mind, and the Holy Spirit say, no, help that person. You know, I want you to do this. I want you to do it. And you might feel, I don't know. God, I don't feel like doing that. But, you know, every time we in Romans, the 7th chapter, we get a chance, 7th chapter, 19, 20, and down to the 25th verse, every time Paul says 23rd verse of the 7th chapter of Romans, he said, I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So when with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. So there's always a battle going on in there. Amen. It's, you know, some things you hold. Like Peter, the Jew, he didn't want to go to Cornelius' house. Cornelius was Italian. And Peter said, I have no dealing with no Jews. Amen. No Italian. He's prejudiced. And some of our brothers, we prejudiced today. You might not think about it. And you don't want to help nobody. You draw a line a little bit. Amen. But take the Holy Ghost to tell us and lead us and help us. Amen. I say this is a pet subject because, amen, we was coming up. Some churches helped us, bought food, welfare eggs, welfare milk, and some of y'all don't know about welfare stuff. But anyway, way back in the 60s, they came around and brought us some things, and I never thought the church people would do all that kind of those things for us, helping people that needed food and clothing. Amen. So this is one of my pet subject, and we try to help as much as we possibly can and try to lead them out through the Spirit of God to get out of poverty, was said earlier. I heard a definition, and we probably can take one more call, or you can press one on your phone, amen, of being poor. The definition was, P-O-O-R, I said, people overlooking opportunities repeatedly. People overlooking opportunities repeatedly. Somebody can come to you and you've been asking, God, help me get out of this. God, lead me. And they bring it to you and you knock it down. You don't like this. You don't like that. Amen. So they still in their position of lack. Amen. God, not that God haven't heard them and blessed them and talk to them about things. Just they refuse and just knock it down. All right, can we have one more caller? Because the next one we're going to have, we need to go into prayer. Amen. For our brothers and sisters, you never know, it might be someone in prayer. I mean, you know that brothers and sisters that need help. Amen. And God have not forsaken them. God has not forsaken his people. He have not turned his back on his people. Amen. Even though there might be a couple of Jonahs out there, God told them to go by your house, come up and see them, but they refused for some reason. Amen. They misjudged you. Amen. But God still love you. God still love you. All right, I guess we're going to go back to, we're going to need to go back. We're going to need to go back to 850 and let them give us a prayer. Amen. 850, give us a prayer. Amen. All right. God bless you.
Father God,
850.
Father God, once again, we thank you for this, for Bishop. We thank you for the station, Lord. We know that we serve a God of more than enough. Father God, we pray that we give and we give ungrudgingly from our hearts and that we be able to understand, Lord, that you are a God of more than enough. We pray for our family members name by name, house by house, our church families, and the many, many wonderful things that we're doing in the communities. Lord, we ask you for constant guidance, for we serve a God more than enough. Now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for Lord, we walk by faith and not by sight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we pray.
Yes, sir.
Amen and amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. We need another caller. We're going to go down to 305-4271. 305-4271.
I told to remind us, Bishop, that the Lord still watches the offering. The widow,
yes,
who
sir.
Gave two mites, he's still mm-hmm. impressed. He's still watching those who will give from their hearts, who will give,
yes.
you know, not grudgingly.
Mm-hmm.
Those who
mm-hmm.
who be glad to give. We ain't talking about mm-hmm. a month, because God is, he's still checking. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we are so
yes,
grateful.
Sir.
For you bringing us up until this time. Thank you, Lord, for honoring all the efforts and all that have been said. Thank you most of all for forgiving sins, even up until this hour. I thank you, Lord, because you are proven that we your people can trust you and that you will bring us out. You have uphold us with a free hand. So we just bless you now. We thank you for Bishop and his family. And all the efforts that they are doing. Oh, Jesus, ever walk with him and keep him afloat. Touch his body. There'll be an infirmity. We pray, Lord, for those that are listening. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, for the brother up in North Carolina. Oh, Jesus. We just thank you for all those that listen. We're in California, we just praise you, God, for all that you've given. Thank you for opening our understanding and giving unto us those things that have been hid from so many. So we bless you now in Jesus' precious name, and we give you praise for everything. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen. Amen. You got in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Obviously, let my word be established. And Paul said we can give what we have. Amen. We can only give what we can have. Amen. We can't give what we don't have.
That's right.
And bless, Lord, bless the listeners. Psalm 118 says in the 25th verse, save now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee, send now prosperity. And Lord, we bless them. In Jesus the Christ's name, amen. God bless you all. Amen. Until next time, God bless you.